USA News, I'm John Schaefer. With the end of Title 42, the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations coming to an end tomorrow, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says we're going to experience some difficult weeks ahead.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Mayorkas is blaming the surge of migrants at the border on Congress, who he says has done nothing about immigration reform for 2 decades. He also said the border will not be open after May 11th. The White House says it's trying to find a path forward to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debt. Staff from congressional leaders' offices and the White House are meeting daily to try and find an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Yesterday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders from both parties met with President Biden. Another meeting is set for Friday. The congressional committee that oversees government has provided evidence that the Biden family has been paid by foreign governments in what Representative James Comer describes as influence peddling.
The House Oversight Committee has released bank records indicating that the Biden family has been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. The bank records show multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in what Comer says is an attempt to hide their origins. The Kentucky representative says these records show Biden is lying to the American people.
President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China.
I'm Lance Pryor.
An over-the-counter birth control pill may be in our future. A panel of FDA advisors has recommended that the over-the-counter pill be made available. The pill called O-Pill would be made available without a prescription. A final decision from the FDA is expected this summer. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
New York Congressman George Santos has entered a not guilty plea to federal charges, including using campaign contributions for personal expenses and securing unemployment benefits during the pandemic while still employed. Santos was taken into custody on a 13-count indictment, which was unsealed in a Long Island court this morning. Santos was released on $500,000 bond. There's been a big payout to a woman who developed brain cancer from smoking.
Philip Morris USA has been ordered to pay $37 million to a Massachusetts woman who got sick from smoking Marlboro Light cigarettes. The state Supreme Judicial Court ruled on Tuesday that Philip Morris falsely claimed that the Lights brand was safer than the stronger Marlboro Red cigarettes. The court agreed with Patricia Walsh Green that she may have quit smoking sooner if Philip Morris had not advertised Marlboro Lights as a healthier product. A judge announced after the verdict that Philip Morris has also violated consumer protection laws. I'm Skip Kelly.
A congressional hearing is set for next week on the artificial intelligence platform ChatGPT. The CEO of OpenAI Technology will be questioned by the Senate Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law. The committee wants to know more about the benefits and risks associated with AI. Some former members of the SNL cast have joined the writer's strike picket lines in New York. Tina Fey, Seth Meyers, and Fred Armisen all joined a rally at Silver Cup Studios in Queens. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.